All right, this story that broke last night is wild, vile, and needs to be shared everywhere. It is a brazen display of corruption from the Trump administration, and if them accepting a $400 million jet from Qatar wasn't enough, if Trump starting his own crypto coin and then clearly holding most of the liquidity so he could just benefit himself is enough brazen corruption for you, then let's read this story. Trump pardoned a former sheriff convicted of bribery, and this dude did some incredibly heinous things. He was about to go to jail for 10 years, and Trump just pardoned him. It is insanely brazen corruption. Do you guys remember during Trump's first term when he pardoned former Sheriff Joe Arpaio? Controversial former Sheriff Joe Arpaio was pardoned for misdemeanor criminal contempt violation. Basically, he put immigrants, he put mainly minority immigrants through very, very heinous conditions in the state of Arizona, and in Maricopa County, he was actually charged. They said, dude, you were an absolutely vile human being, and Trump pardoned him, which basically sends a signal, the same signal that was sent to the January Sixers. If you commit a political act, a political crime, political violence, but it's in the name of Trump and it benefits him, he will pardon you. It's okay. You can subvert the system. Again, Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt earlier this month for defying a judge's order that his deputies stopped detaining immigrants because they lacked legal status. His deputies continued to carry out the practice for 18 months and then put these immigrants in heinous, terrible conditions. And this brings us on to the story that broke today. Trump pardons former sheriff convicted of bribery. I mean, I'm sorry, just look at this dude. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a pardon to former Virginia sheriff who was convicted on fraud and bribery charges. If you want to help boost this story, if you want to join the crew, make sure you drop a like, make sure you scroll down and subscribe. It means the world. I'm incredibly grateful for all of you. We're trying to hit 1.5 million subscribers by the end of the year, which would be amazing. But let's continue. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued a pardon. A jury found former Culpeper County Sheriff Scott Jenkins guilty of accepting more than $75,000 in bribes last December in exchange for making several businessmen into law enforcement officers without them being trained. Holy shit. This is what happened. This dude took money to make businessmen into cops. Cops that were not trained, that just had power. These are men hungry for power. Jenkins, a longtime supporter of Trump, was sentenced in March to 10 years in prison. He was set to report to jail on Tuesday, but due to Trump's pardon, he will not spend a single day behind bars. Sheriff Scott Jenkins, his wife Patricia, and their family have been dragged through hell, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. You know what? Let's post. Let's check up Trump's Truth Social, see what he's saying today. He said, 30 minutes ago, what Vladimir Putin doesn't realize is that if it weren't for me, lots of really bad things would have already happened to Russia. And I mean really bad. He's playing with fire, dude. You know what's insane? Trump is now saying, right below that, I was extremely satisfied with the 50% tariff allotment on the European Union. So this dude is tariffing the EU and taking actual substantial steps to smack the EU away. But with Russia, he's just saying, you're playing with fire, it would be really bad. And in this, don't you hear the admission, the explicit admission that he has stopped Putin from facing any consequences? He has stopped any sort of leverage that Ukraine could get over Putin from being had, which is absolutely insane. And this brings me back to this article. Oh, you know what? The only reason I went on the Truth Social was to find his tweet about this. He then says, California, under the leadership of radical left Democrat Gavin Newsom. I mean, he says so much crazy shit that it's almost even hard. It's almost even hard to find the exact thing. But you can find right here, he said, Sheriff Scott Jenkins, his wife Patricia, and their family have been dragged through hell by a corrupt and weaponized Biden DOJ. In fact, during his trial, when Sheriff Jenkins tried to offer exculpatory evidence, the Biden judge refused to allow it. Bro, come on. You can't attack every single judge that disagreed. This was a jury of his peers. This was in the place that he served, and they found out that he did it. Absolutely. Unequivocally. Trump said Jenkins was a victim. The judge who provided over Jenkins' case, Robert Ballou, was appointed by former President Biden, but as I just said, it was a jury trial. There was a jury of his peers. They went through the process of voir dire, meaning Jenkins' lawyer and his lawyers got to help select the jury. What do you mean corrupt? We can't just keep saying this is corrupt. Trump called Jenkins a wonderful person who was persecuted by the radical left. This is the permission structure that is created in Trump's America. The most vile, heinous people, the January Sixers, who then get killed 3 days later for trying to attack a cop, the sheriffs that he pardons, the people, the ICE agents that he allows to round up immigrants with zero consequences. In fact, they say that the immigrants being rounded up are violating the law when the ICE officials are usually the ones subverting the habeas petition and just violating the law entirely. Prosecutors said he accepted bribes from eight people, including two undercover FBI agents. These were in the form of cash and campaign contributions. Jenkins' position was an elected one, so he got elected, then took bribes to appoint people to insane positions until two undercover agents found him. It's kind of like the movie The Departed, which is wild. The men who bribed Jenkins paid for auxiliary deputy sheriff positions so they could avoid traffic tickets and carry concealed firearms without a permit, the prosecutor said. When we talk about white privilege in America, it's stuff like this. This is white privilege in America. The fact that you just happen to be a rich businessman because of extrinsic factors and you having privilege, then you get to compound that privilege and work with the sheriff to become a deputy sheriff. Trump said Jenkins tried to offer evidence in his defense, but Judge Ballew refused to allow it, shut him down, and then went on a tirade. The acting U.S. attorney for Virginia said at the time of Jenkins' sentencing that the ex-sheriff violated his oath of office. He said the case proved that officials who used their positions for unjust personal enrichment would be held accountable. So they made an example out of him, which is good. But Jenkins appealed to Trump to help after his conviction. Quote, I believe if he heard the information, I know he would help if he knew my story, said Jenkins reportedly in April on a webinar hosted by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Association. Jenkins was elected sheriff in 2011, took office in 2012, was reelected in 2015, 2019. The former policeman is the latest in a long time of Trump supporters to receive a pardon. Not only a pardon, but Trump allies are now just blatantly leveraging the government to get richer. What about Chinese-born businessman Justin Sun, who was being investigated by the SEC, and he couldn't even step foot in America because he thought he would be arrested because he blatantly manipulated the market and conned consumers, American consumers. Yeah, he should face repercussions, but not in Trump's world. The SEC dropped the investigation in February after Trump took office. Then Justin Sun was able to attend. Was able to step foot in the U.S. for the first time in years to attend Trump's private crypto dinner. What about Elon Musk, who has had 40 different regulatory investigations into him halted or slow-walked or paused because Trump fired the inspectors general necessary within his first week in office, and now that form of public intimidation is making it harder for people to investigate Elon Musk's companies. You can see right here why all of the richest people in the country were groveling at Trump's feet, donating him money, trying to do him favors because they understand that he's transactional and that he will allow them, the richest people on the planet, the richest people in the country, to trample on the rights of everybody else if that means that he gets something and they get something. We've seen it play out time and time again. And the examples that I've given, the sheriff, the January Sixers, Justin Sun, all of these different examples, including Elon Musk and other rich people around him, that's only the tip of the iceberg. I can make an hour-long video describing what's happened, but I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate what I do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. You know, I always get comments like this. Adam, I've been watching since 200K and just realized I wasn't subscribed. If you guys want to help me in the battle to 1.5 million, hit subscribe. Love you all and peace out.